This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Dr. Howard Gardner is a professor at Harvard, or was a professor of Harvard in education. He says there are seven types of intelligence. I didn't know that there were different types of intelligence. I always thought you either were intelligent or you weren't, but according to him, there's seven types. If we could bring up the first one. First type of intelligence is called bodily kinesthetic. It has to do with motion, athletic motion. Athletes, in order to be a good athlete, have to have intelligence. Number two is linguistic. That obviously has to do with language and reading. And some people are more talented in the language field, learning a foreign language, for example, or just understanding English requires some linguistic intelligence. Number three, logical or mathematical. If you work with computers, you have to have logical or mathematical intelligence. If you're in a technical field, you have to have logic and mathematical intelligence in order to perform your job. Number four, spatial intelligence, not special, but spatial, S-P-A-T-I-A-L. It has to do with where things are placed in space. Architects have spatial intelligence. Artists have to have spatial intelligence. People who build things have to have a sense of spatial intelligence. Number five, it's called interpersonal intelligence. This would be people who do counseling, people who work with people one-on-one, and they have to have interpersonal intelligence. Number six, intrapersonal. That has to do, they put three groups of people into this category, and I resent it deeply. They put teachers, preachers, and politicians all in the same group, having intrapersonal intelligence, working with groups of people. And number seven is musical. Some of you have musical intelligence, and that's why you're able to learn how to play. You say, what is all of that about leading into the message today? Simply this, we're going to talk about a passage in James that talks about the difference between earthly wisdom and godly wisdom. And here's what I want you to go home with. If you don't go home with anything else, you may have all seven types of intelligence in your life. But if you don't have godly wisdom, you're not only deficient in your life, you're lacking the most important dynamic of your life called godly wisdom. You can't be a parent today without godly wisdom. You can't be a godly husband or godly wife without godly wisdom. You can't be a person who is surviving in this culture without godly wisdom. You say, what is it? Well, we'll define it in just a moment. Let's read the text. It's in the book of James. It's exactly where I left off last week. James, the third chapter, beginning at verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom, quote unquote, does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. The word in the Greek literally means demonic. It's demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Listen to that again. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness.
Well, we'll continue with part two of this message from James, the third chapter, about two kinds of wisdom. There's a worldly wisdom, and there's a godly wisdom. Which one describes your life? God bless you. Hope you'll listen tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.